Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, August 12th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures indicating up close to 0.6%, just at 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds globally are mixed. The U.S. 10-year is flat, while Eurozone yields are slightly higher. The dollar is firmer, oil is up, gold is down, industrial metals are mixed. With the recent cooler-than-expected CPI giving a boost to the peak inflation narrative, it remains to be seen whether this translates to peak hawkishness as Fed officials continue to push back against dovish pivot hopes. In global central bank news, some attention on PBOC monetary operations next Monday, where the central bank is expected to withdraw liquidity via the medium-term lending facility for the first time this year. Also due out Monday in China, economic activity data is expected to show a pickup in fixed asset investment, retail sales, and industrial production growth, while property data will also come under scrutiny amidst pressure on real estate investment and assets. On the macro front overnight, early focus in Europe is on UK monthly activity data, which saw a contraction in June, but not as bad as forecast. Eurozone industrial production is also due, but post this recording. On today's U.S. macro calendar, July export and import prices, as well as August preliminary Michigan consumer sentiment. In corporate news, Kinder Morgan announced an acquisition of North American Natural Resources for $135 million. Earnings season in APAC beginning to pick up, with Li Ning and Honda Motor among the names trading higher post-earnings releases. Also in auto news, the Nikkei reports BMW is set to begin mass production and sale of fuel cell SUVs developed jointly with Toyota as soon as 2025. Asian equities finished mixed on Friday. Japan outperformed as it caught up with Thursday's action, but elsewhere stocks were largely directionless. Greater China finished mixed, while Hong Kong was higher as its energy stocks recovered. South Korea and Taiwan saw mild gains, but Australia and New Zealand finished lower. Southeast Asia was also lower, while India opened with some gains. In regional news, inflation and COVID remain in focus. In Japan, Prime Minister Kishida called a 15th of August meeting to discuss additional measures to tackle the rising cost of living. And in China, where COVID zero is still a goal, a recent outbreak appears to be worsening as daily infections hover near three-month highs. European equity markets have opened firmer. As previously noted, some of the early focus has been on UK monthly activity data. Also in focus, a recent heat wave is adding to issues as Rhine River water levels are set to hit a crucial level on Friday, which could disrupt energy production, agriculture, and river transport. The dry conditions are having an impact across Europe, and the UK government is expected to declare a drought covering many areas of England later today. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Friday, August 12th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.